Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on September 20th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana, as part of the Montana Book Festival. 11 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Fork in the Road. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Pat Williams and is titled, Best Advice. Thanks for listening.
How are you? You're getting better. With every story, you're getting better. My story tonight has to do with a place where I'm from, although Carol and I have been so lucky to live in Missoula the past 20 years. I'm actually from Butte. To Butte in Missoula. And my tale about forks is, as have been the others, true. And it is about a fork in my life, you know, a fork in the road. Well, this is a fork in my life. Gee, if you say that fast, it sounds dirty, doesn't it? Well, thank you very much. In the 40s and 50s, there was an old Irish mayor in Butte from Ireland named Barry O'Leary. That's not funny. And Barry was the mayor who made this story famous. This isn't the story I'm going to tell you, but it will fit all of it within 3 minutes, as have all the others speakers. Barry was the mayor, in fact, who made famous that story about casting a veto every time his city council would pass an appropriation bill to buy a new chandelier for the city council chambers. And he vetoed that bill not once, but twice. And finally, the alderman overrode his veto. And he accepted it by saying, all right, I grew up in an Irish household, so I do an accent, all right? He said, all right, we'll buy the chandelier. But I'm telling you, it's a waste of money. I doubt there's an alderman here who knows how to play it. It's okay for the teller to laugh at the joke if it's a Butte joke. That's all right. Barry was a help to me when I first ran for office, which was a legislative seat, county, Silver Bow County legislative seat in the Montana legislature in the 60s. Barry had been mayor in the 40s and 50s, and I asked my grandmother, an old Irish immigrant, I said, who should I see of your friends that might help me? And she said, well, for the love of God, you got to go see His Honor. You have to see Barry O'Leary. I said, all right, and I knew where he lived. I used to say hello to him on his porch, although I wasn't sure he remembered me. I was a little older then, and but I went up to his porch, and I was a bit concerned because I knew that there was this thing about Barry that if you, everybody'd go to him for an endorsement or for help, you know, have him call or visit with his friends about a candidate he liked. And my grandma assured me that Barry would like me because, as she used to say, you know, Batty and I came over together on the boat. on the boat. But there was a saying that if Barry would always open the door during election campaign season, and he would see the person there who was there to try to get his help. And the rule was that if he kept you on the steps and shook your hands and shut the porch door, you were in trouble. If he had you in to the screened-in and in the winter glassed-in porch, things were a little better. If he asked you to sit on the couch out on the porch and visited with you for more than 10 minutes, things were really good. He almost never asked anybody into the house except, you know, old pals, neighbors there for a visit. So with great trepidation, I went up and knocked on the door, and he looked through the screen, summertime. He didn't remember me, and he opened the door and said, "Yes?" I said, he was no longer mayor, but I said, "Your Honor, I said, I'm Pat Williams. Lizzie Hagen Keel is my grandmother." And he put his arm around my shoulder and he led me into the renowned porch, through the door and into the living room, which no one but his closest relatives had ever seen. And he shouted out, "Mary, would you put on a couple of cups of tea? Lizzie Keogh's grandson, Pat Williams, is here. I think he's running for office." So we sat for a half hour or more and we talked, and I finally got up the courage to ask him for his help. We just had small talk about the boat and stories my grandmother used to tell about the boat and so on. They called it a boat. I think it was actually a ship. Came from Ireland to New York. I said, "Mr. O'Leary, I'm thinking about running for the Montana State Legislature, the House. Do you have any advice?" And he yelled, "Mary, could you bring the pot in and pour us some more water with these tea bags?" And so she filled up our cups again. And he said, "Be quick now there, Pat, I gotta go." And he drank his gin and I slugged my down, burnt my esophagus all over. He said, as tribal people do, you know, of course, American Indians are tribal. The Irish are tribal. There are a number of ethnic groups that are tribal. And they seem to excel in storytelling. And so I found out at that moment that if you asked Barry O'Leary a question, he would answer it with a story. And here was the story as he stood and walked me to the living room porch door. He said, "Pat, Mary and I," she had come in and I had met her. She gave me a kiss on the cheek because she knew my grandma. And he said, "Pat, Mary and I are delighted you came by. It's just wonderful to meet you. And of course, I know your parents who own the restaurants downtown. And it's a great honor to meet you. And I wish you well in the legislature. You know, you asked me, you told me you were thinking about running for the legislature and asked me if I had any advice." He said, "Would you be knowing Spud Murphy from Walkerville?" I said, "Yes, yeah, I know Spud. He's an alderman up there." He said, "He is indeed." He said, "I was standing down in the corner of Park and Main here about 4 years ago, and he said, I'm standing out of that cab company offices, the Owl Cab. And he said, you know, they've got that little," I think he called it a rescission, "that little rescission that goes back off the street there. Before you get to the door, you go through that little rescission, that little hallway." And I said, "Yeah, I know that rescission." And he said, "Well, I heard psst, psst." And I turned around, and there back in the little hallway, he said, was Spud Murphy. And he said, Spud said to me, "Your Honor, Your Honor, come here. He said, I was mayor at the time, and I went over to him, and I said, what is it, Spud? And he said, he looked this way, and he looked that way, and he said, Your Honor, I'm thinking about running for alderman. And he said, I put my crooked arm around his neck, and he said, I drug him the 10 steps right out to the point of the corner, a park in Maine, right downtown in Butte. And he said, I yelled to the top of my lungs, Spud Murphy, I hear you're thinking about running for alderman. And I was just wondering to myself, how the hell do you expect to win if you keep it a secret? Now, I'll bet every one out of 10 of you has thought about running for office. Maybe school board, maybe student president or secretary of the class. Maybe, and this year proves this is possible, president. What? What? You could do it. Apparently anyone can do it. Whatever you do in life, particularly if the public has to be engaged in it, remember, don't keep it a secret. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Williams hails from Butte, America, and began his service as a grade school, junior high, and high school teacher. Pat was a Montana state legislator in 1967 and 1969, and went on to become a United States congressman, serving the people of Montana in Washington, D.C., from 1979 to 1997. That's the most consecutive terms served by any Montanan elected to the United States House of Representatives. 9 terms. Pat lives in Missoula and taught at the University of Montana for the past 19 years. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers John Engen, Jameson Gordon, Neil McMahon, Harry Nyes, Pat Williams, David Allen Cates, Shoba Rao, Michael Marsalek, Becca Kelly, Tommy Peterson, and Allison Cox. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn more. TellUsSomething.org. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local, house-made ingredients. Dining made different. View their menu and event schedule at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock, and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U104.5 FM, finally, a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy and upbeat with a fun mix of top 40 favorites and upbeat alt-pop gems. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, and mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He is at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design and are proud supporters of the arts. Hosting First Friday events every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. The bookstore at the University of Montana. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction. FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com.